Last week, Newton Marshall became the first Jamaican musher to complete the Yukon Quest, and now he may be turning his sights on the Iditarod. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the road from his sunny island nation to the frigid sport of sled dog racing was not always an easy one.
When 25-year-old Jamaican Newton Marshall crossed the finish line of the Yukon Quest in 13th place, it wasn't just about a guy from the tropics succeeding in the world's toughest sled dog race. After finishing in the early morning darkness, Marshall said he'd reflected on the experience over the final miles.
Just thinking about, boy, everything is hard in life, no matter what you're doing. Yeah, this one is a tough one, but, you know, everything is tough.
Greeted by supporters at the finish line, Marshall wore his usual big smile and a spot of frost nip on his nose.
Yeah, man, I earned this. I earned this with all my life.
Marshall said the toughest part of the race was climbing Eagle Summit, an obstacle he and two fellow mushers helped each other over. Marshall says it took a lot of resolve to complete the race.
You have to put your mind to it and want to do it. And if you think it's too hard and you don't want to do it, then don't try it. You have to have a really strong heart.
Jamaican dog sled team founder Danny Melville was overwhelmed with pride when Marshall made it in.
I'm unbelievable. Welling up inside of me. Tears coming to my eyes.
Melville looked back on the long journey Marshall made from a humble beginning when he was selected for the team from the staff at his ecotourism resort.
He was a gardener, then he worked as a horseback riding guide, and then we just selected him for this, and that's it. He's a sensitive kid, you know. He genuinely loves animals. And the truth is, that's part of our story, because a lot of Jamaicans don't like animals, particularly dogs. They're afraid of them.
Melville says Marshall mixed work taking tourists on dog cart rides with school, where he learned to read and write. It all happened as he and the team started to get international attention, and just as everything was going great, Marshall got into trouble. Melville says Marshall took his teacher's car, wrecked it, and lied about what happened. Melville blames the incident on all the changes in Marshall's life.
So much was happening to him. He's in a documentary. He's gone to Minnesota. He's got a U.S. visa. So all of those things happened in his life, and I think it kind of went to his head a bit, and boom, he had a reality check.
The incident got Marshall kicked off the team, but he redeemed himself by returning to school, working hard at the kennel, and paying back his teacher for the car. Marshall's renewed focus got him selected to go and train with Quest champion Hans Gott in Whitehorse for his own run at the race. Gott says he's seen a transformation in the young man who showed up at his kennel 2 years ago.
I mean, obviously, he had no clue what he got himself into. It just, everything was just an incredible experience for him. And so I think it was a lot of curiosity from him, you know, about life in general. I think, yes, he did become a different person, you know, from somebody who would just blindly follow orders and not really think about anything, you know. I mean, he does make his own decisions now, and I think that's really good for him.
Gott says Marshall has learned a lot about the craft of mushing and traveling in the cold, but that he came with the most essential quality for any musher, a love of dogs.
He built a bond with that team like very few mushers out there have, I think, and that's what got him to that finish line.
Gott says he looks forward to potentially preparing Marshall for a run at the Iditarod. Marshall says he doesn't know for sure if that's in his future, but wants to keep mushing.
Yeah, man, most definitely. We'll just have to just see what's up next. Anything is possible.
Newton Marshall is already proof of that. I'm Dan Bross.